Hi, welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
And I'm Amanda, and we have a wonderful guest here with us today. She is the host of Spill Sesh, Christy. Hi.
Thanks for having me, you guys.
So excited.
I'm so excited to be here.
Funny thing is, when I found out you were coming on this podcast, I thought it was so funny because for the past like few months, I have heard your voice every morning because my wife, Courtney, watches your show religiously.
So every morning, I just met her.
Yeah.
She's so great.
She's such a fan. And so every morning I'll be like downstairs getting like, I'll be in another room like making breakfast or something. And I'll just hear it from the other room and just like, Justin Bieber is back again. Like,
that's me.
It's you.
Wild.
So excited. So you originally had a YouTube channel called Spill Session, and then
it was like that was like my podcasty channel.
Yeah.
And then I kind of left it be.
You
and
left
now it's
it
like
in the ether.
Shorts is on there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So now you're just Spill Sesh.
Well, it started as this anonymous YouTube channel, almost like Gossip Girl, mm-hmm. where I talked about mostly just influencers at first because I felt like traditional media wasn't really covering the influencer space, taking them seriously. But now everyone, I feel like post-COVID, everyone is talking about influencers like celebrities. Like they're the tabloids, mm-hmm. equally the same as like the Kardashians.
They are celebrities.
And they're
People argue, but...
And they're messy.
Yes.
They're very messy.
YouTubers are messy.
But they are celebrities. Influencers are definitely celebrities.
Yeah, I mean they're going to the award shows. Mm-hmm. They have influence. I think they're celebrities. It's controversial, but I think they are.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
And I just watched your most recent upload and I was You have to know something
and
about
now you're
me.
Clued in.
Listen, I love people.com, which I know is so, so ridiculous and so different. But I watched yours and I was like, oh my God, why am I doing people.com when I have it like perfectly succinct with all the pictures? And you're like, the way you report on things is just so funny and so great. And like facts. You like get right to it.
Thank you.
You know how sometimes
I try.
People go on forever and they're like, what's okay? So what's the heart of this?
I try to get to the point because I'm like, that's what everyone's here for, right? But you know, maybe like the most juicy is like at the end. But sometimes I'm like, everyone already knows, especially if we're talking about a situation that's been talked about for so long. I'm like, all right, everybody already knows. Like, no summary. Let's get to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. So so is it just a YouTube channel? You also do a pod.
I had a pod back in the day. Now I kind of have one. It's like every Sunday I post like a video where I'm on camera. The videos are a little bit longer. It's more of like a podcast style. And I'm like recapping.
That's not your TCAP.
Yeah, that's the TCAP.
Okay,
I'm like recapping the whole week. Stuff I didn't
Very
make like
cool.
an individual video
sure.
about. And then on like short form, I'm like doing content too.
Yeah.
You're doing tons of stuff. You just walked in. We just met you literally 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And we started recording. But you were saying you were up at 4 a.m. this morning to start watching stuff and getting the info.
Yes.
I was. It's not always like that. But this day in particular, I was like, I need to watch Call Her Daddy like right now. There is like tea that is like about to be dropping, and she'd been teasing it yesterday, and I made TikToks about it, so I knew like as soon as it dropped, I needed to post about it.
And so when you watch it, you're getting everything that you need to do, and then are you making a video right away?
Yeah,
and wanting to post it.
I downloaded the podcast and I'm watching it in like my editing software. So I'm like cutting.
Whoa.
I'm like cutting the important parts, like as I'm watching it and like writing out my script of what I'm gonna say.
Wow!
And then I'll like take it out, like right before I'm about to record like my voiceover. I'll be like, okay, like this isn't like as important as like what's at the end of the podcast. So
how many storylines are you following at like any given time? Because there's so many things
so
going
many.
On.
So many. I'm just like always on my phone. But also, I feel like I pay attention to this stuff, and so do my friends. That we're all talking about having conversations, so it's not like I'm really like looking
seeking
for
it.
Yeah,
out.
I'm like seeking
it's already
it out.
It's already in your ether. It's already in your world. You're already interested in it.
Yeah.
Because I know that this episode's going to come out a little bit later, but currently it's like JoJo Siwa, Kim K, Hailey Bieber. That's like the vibes that are going on right now. So you're already kind of in it. Now, like, where do you normally watch? Like, where do you, yeah, what where, do you?
Who's your source?
Yeah. Wait, don't, you where, don't have to reveal your sources.
I'm looking everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like, I mean, I scroll on TikTok and my For You page is so catered to me that it just gives me stories sometimes.
Yeah.
A video will have like no views and I'm like, I need to save this right now. It's going to mean something in a couple of days.
Interesting.
Or, like, it's going to fit into some storyline somehow, some way.
Yeah. And you were talking about like with influencers, but sometimes you're covering like Justin Bieber, Hailey Bieber. That's not influencers. They're like traditional celebrities. How do you determine? Is it just, oh, this is the story that everyone's talking about?
Hailey Bieber feels influencer to me, though, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, she's a celebrity, but she does do more influencery things. I guess she has a YouTube channel.
Her makeup's coming out in Sephora.
She's big on social media.
Can I ask a question? Because I've been pondering on this. What is an influencer? Like, what is the classification for it? Because I don't think of us at Smosh as being influencers, right? But some people might put us in that category.
Right.
But I think of us as like, we're entertainers, we're comedians. What is the difference? And I guess my thought with influencers is that they're
now
trying to sell something. Is that they're working with, they work like more closely with like brands or something?
I feel like influencers are people that like got big like on social media, but I feel like the terms are like changing.
Mm-hmm. And yeah,
I heard someone like this week like on Threads, which I feel like is like an industry Slack.
Yep.
Because whenever I'm on it, it's just industry people that are on there. But they were saying influencer is going out and it's creator. That's the term.
Creator.
Oh, yeah, it's creator. So it's not really influencers. We don't really.
Yeah.
Even though like everyone uses influencers, but I guess like creator defines like a job, but I don't know, because some people create content, but they're not necessarily like influencers where they're like, go and buy this. They are just like making content.
They're like TikTokers that are like watching, like there's one that I'm obsessed with that she's watching like an entire court case and like talking about, she's basically breaking down every day. She's like, I watch this so you don't have to vibes.
I love those.
Me?
I need those.
Too. I'm addicted. And I'm also like, she had one where she was like, I know I missed yesterday, guys. It was my birthday. And I'm like, girl, go have a birthday.
Forget your birthday. There's a court case.
I was like, go. That, I think that's what's different is because, like, she's doing all these TikToks, right? So there's no, like, she's not really, I know she's editing her TikToks, obviously.
Yeah.
But they're, like, not, like, full edits like yours. Like, you have, like, videos and pictures and, like, you're pulling from places. So she's, like, she could do it constantly. Which I'm like, girl. Go
I
enjoy
love
your
those
birthday.
Videos. It's like the easiest way to digest, especially the legal stuff. It gets so complicated.
Oh, yeah.
And
so
there's
complicated.
So many terms. I'm like, even if I read the documents, I don't know what's going on.
Nope. Ooh. They're way easier. And she does it. They do it in such like a palatable way where it's like, and what I love about most of them is like, they'll put their like comment on it, like their little like spin on it and have their opinion, but that's not the main part of it.
Yeah.
Like she gets to like, most of them get to the meat of it.
Yeah.
Which is, I feel like a lot, there's some obviously that I'm sure you've watched a bunch where it's like fully their opinion the whole time.
Yeah.
And there's not much that you can use with that.
No, most of the time if I'm using clips, unless I'm specifically looking for people's opinions, I'm looking for stuff like that just to even get an understanding of what the heck is going on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That'd be so stressful, though, to like be work in a field where you're trying to get the facts right. I'd be so stressed. Like, you saw how we prep for this. We just sit down, we go, all right, let's vibe.
Yeah.
Because we're not dealing with facts. There's no pressure there. We get to just hang out. But are you ever worried about, like, okay, is this source correct? Because there's so many rumors out there.
For sure. I feel like if I'm talking about something that's not 100%, I like say, this is like the rumor that's going around.
Yeah.
So everybody knows. I don't know. Nobody seems to know. It's not like being confirmed anywhere. And if it is, it's like from XYZ source and I'm not sure about it. Unless the person like directly comes out and says something themselves, am I like 100%? This is what's going on.
Yeah.
But I just try to source from like news sites and, you know, what people are posting on social media and opinions and just let it know where it came from and what I think about it.
Yeah, from what I've heard, you really do stick to the facts. Like, you're like, this is what's being said. This is what's happening. I don't feel like I've overheard you sharing too much of just straight opinions.
Yeah, I try
to keep
it.
Which I really respect.
I try to keep it neutral or at least where at the end, like, people can kind of see, like, all the sides and then see how they feel. Because sometimes I'm just interested in knowing, like, what people think after digesting all the information.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I don't even know what I think. So
it's kind of like when, and I know this is kind of past news, but I know it's going to be coming up when the trial comes next year, which is like the whole Blake Lively thing. And it's like, of course, you want to know people's opinions on it.
Because
that's the best part about that juicy gossip is like people's opinions on it. That's the best part. And people have very strong opinions
about
it.
People have strong opinions. And that's one where I'm like, I don't even know. Because I've read like hundreds of the pages of the all of the court stuff. I mean, I think like one of her amended lawsuits was like 800 pages or something. I'm like going through, reading this thing. And I'm at the end like, I don't even know what to think. Because you're reading documents from both sides.
Right.
And I'm just like, what?
And the Taylor Swift thing. You're just like, okay. Oh, I know.
The Taylor Swift of it all is so insane.
I when I heard that, like, okay, so I hear about this. I like how I hear about this stuff. I hear about it third hand. So people here at the office get their sources. They have their sources like you, where they get all their info, and then they relay it to me.
Yeah.
So I get a game of telephone where by the time I've heard it, I don't know what's happening.
And he's always like, whoa.
So Arasha's the Blake Lively source right now. Arasha will be like, okay, let me catch up to speed on what's going on there. And then you and Angela are the Karen Reed trial sources.
We're like true crime. We're true crime people.
So you're letting
like,
me know.
I do love celebrity gossip so much.
Yeah.
But I also go hard on true crime. That's why I like go down these TikTok dives of the court cases. Sometimes I mean, the Karen Reed trial was last year and I watched the entire court, every minute of it. And I was like, okay, this is a lot because it's just hours and hours and hours of endless information and going back and forth a million times. But like, yeah, and then we'll just tell Shane whether he likes it or not. He'll be like, good morning. Okay. And I'm like, good morning. So Karen Reed, second trial. And I used to tell you people.com stuff, but I'm like so fully here's the thing.
That's just the
people.com just sometimes they post things like woman took this pill and she you know, lost
well,
a bunch of weight.
Well, you ended up on people.com like, and they said your husband changes his hair a lot.
I did. What? So I like kept, obviously I'm pregnant. I kept my pregnancy a secret forever.
No way.
Burrito honey. This episode is brought to you by Aura Frames. Father's Day is coming up, Shane. What are you going to get the guy who has it all?
I know. My dad is very hard to get gifts for.
Same.
It's very tough, but I think an easy gift that anyone can get their dad is an Aura frame. I got one for my mom forever ago, and she loves it. And I think it could work for my dad, too, because you get to put as many photos, video into it before you give it to them, and you could fill it with memories that they're going to love. I feel like any parent would want that.
Yep. It was actually named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. And I completely see why. It has unlimited storage. You can share as many videos, photos, memes. You can react to the photos. And also, it's so easy. You just plug it in and start sharing.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Aura has a great deal for Father's Day. For a limited time, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off on their best-selling Carver Matte Frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Promo code SMOSHMOUTH. Support the show by mentioning us at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. Let's get back to the show, Daddy. Oh, my God. Don't cry. Your dad will get the gift.
I know. I'm thinking of my dad.
Oh, my God. You guys aren't close. Oh, my God.
I don't know why I'm laughing so hard.
See, I'm not making any comments because of that Blake Lively interview where, what was it? She was on Fallon or Kimmel or something, one of the Jimmys, and he was like, "Congrats, something," and she was like, "What bum?"
No,
or like, what are you talking about?
It was a woman.
First of all, congrats on your little bump.
Congrats on your little bump. What about my bump? You've got two nice ones.
And these, they are kind of bumps, aren't they?
No, not bumps. The lovely lady lumps. Check it out.
It was
well,
her.
That was that, but
oh,
she,
then she
yeah,
went.
She went. She did another one when she was like very obviously pregnant. And then she said it again, and everyone was like, what's her deal?
She was like, what bump? And
yes.
That
She's like, how about your bump?
I was like, no. I'm like, stop.
I saw that. I was like, that's a bummer.
Listen, someone in Trader Joe's, a guy who was working, was like, oh my God, you got a bun in the oven. And everyone's like, why did he say that? And I'm like, who cares? It's fine. But could you imagine if I decided to fuck with him? Like, yeah, what bun in the oven?
I would never. Awful. I would never in a million years say anything. Like, because I've seen people out in public who are very pregnant. It's just like, but why comment on it, for one?
Yeah.
But also, what if you're wrong?
I know. I don't. It's like these people obviously were coming from a good place, and she was pregnant.
I know. I don't care when people comment on it. I don't care. I'm like, yeah, I'm pregnant.
I always wonder with like late shows, because don't they pre-plan all that stuff?
I think so. Like they know what they're talking about.
They have a whole conversation. Then they go, okay, here's what we're gonna talk about.
No, that's where Blake Lively fucks with people.
This is the games she plays.
That's the thing. That's my opinion on Blake Lively. She fucks with people.
I can't keep up with like three of them, like three of the stories going on, because I'll hear about the Blake Lively stuff. I'll be like, all right, that's a bunch of new information from 2 days ago when I last heard about it. And then someone will be like, yeah, well, you know what Hailey Bieber's doing. And I'm like, what's Hailey Bieber doing?
Constance, I got one of these videos.
And then I hear it, I'm like, this can't be real.
Oh, it's
this can't be real.
It's real.
It's real.
Is the Hailey Bieber stuff real?
The stalker stuff?
Okay. Oh, watching Spill Sesh? Watching one of the Spill Sesh? Listen, it's not about the girls anymore. It's not about Selena Gomez or Hailey Bieber anymore. We're thinking it's about Justin Bieber. We're like, what did this guy do to these girls? Because they support each other.
Is that where it's at?
I watched her Spill Sesh.
Okay, that's new. That's new information for me.
As of this week, everyone's like, you know what? I think it's like Justin that... You know, it hates these girls. And it's not the girls that don't like each other.
Because we're done, okay? We're done with the witch hunt. Because here's the thing. Selena Gomez is fine if Hailey Bieber wants to put her product in Sephora. She hearted her thing. And I know this because I watched Spill Sesh. And, like, listen, the girls are supporting each other.
They are.
Why are we never looking at the man?
That's a good question. I feel like my dad, when my dad walks in on halfway through a movie and he's like, so is that the bad guy? And you're like, not technically the bad guy. What's going on? He's like, got it. I will say in the few snippets of seeing stuff, I saw stuff where they were talking about Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. And they're like, oh my God, you can tell he hates her. And they show all these clips where she's like talking. He's just like, cool, babe. And everyone's like, see? And I was like, have you never met a straight guy? I was like, this is like 90% of us. We're causing, like, look at this amazing thing I did. And the guy's like, sick, babe.
Yeah, you guys suck.
He doesn't help her.
Like, he's being a straight dude there. Not good. Not saying that's good.
No, it's not.
Saying
he doesn't
bad.
Help her ever. He
slammed
knows.
The door on her a while ago.
He
what?
Did.
And we've
he
all
did.
Seen that clip. He slammed the door on her and she was like.
He told her that she would never be on the cover of Vogue. I'm like, why would you say that?
And wait, wasn't she? Just mostly.
Yeah. But like his congrats babe post was one time Hales and I got into a fight and I told her that she would never be on the cover. And he was like, sadly, I was mistaken.
Could you imagine? Here's the thing.
Sadly.
It's all Justin Bieber. Baby, oh, no. Listen, fuck you, Justin Bieber. Awesome. No, I'm just kidding.
I got served a, I think it was it Vogue or was it GQ? Who does the, like, what's in my bag?
Yes,
Vogue.
She did the and video.
She did this, I got served this where she's like, these are the books I'm reading, and it was Nietzsche and Kant, like two philosophers, like, if you want to read their books, okay, good luck, have fun. But she was like, she's like, I've reread this so many times, and it was like the works of Immanuel Kant, and I was like, either... You're for real and okay, or this is the funniest joke anyone's ever done.
She was trolling the whole video.
That's pretty great. That's really funny.
I liked it because she was like, oh, this is like my favorite perfume, and it was like Nepo on it, and then she pulled out like all these stones, and she was like...
It was Axe body spray.
Yeah, right.
She's like, I got this from Justin.
This is
how
his
he
favorite.
Keeps me around. Yeah, she was trolling like that whole video. She was like,
that's great.
I have all these phones, you know, for stalking and fake accounts.
She was calling everyone
she
out
was.
In the comments. She was like, she was basically saying like, I read what you guys write. And I think that she genuinely was like, I'm going to have a family, I'm going to have a kid, and everyone's going to stop. And it's like, no one's going to stop. Mm-mm. No one ever. Do you think that they stopped Britney Spears? Like, no one ever stops. And I feel like that's why it's almost like Justin Bieber was, you know, an accomplished musician. And now he's like in this weird creator phase, even though he's not even, but it's like because he's in that world.
Mm-hmm. It's giving Kanye to me. Mm-hmm. A little Kanye. It's giving a little mm-hmm. Kanye. But I think it's, I don't know who he's working with right now, because he's not with Scooter anymore, and he fired, like, his business manager. So I feel like he's, like, kind of free for the first time ever. And so he's just like, I'm just going to do whatever. And, you know, when you're in, like, the music-making zone, you're just like, I'm so artistic, like, my vision. But no one sees it. Everyone's like, oh, you're crazy.
Everyone's like,
I feel like that's what's going on.
You're out of touch.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what happens. There's a cycle. They start to get out of touch. Because they're done. They're done, like, with all the hate and everything. And so they start to be like, oh, fuck it. Like, I'm going to be done. Kind of like what's happening with Britney Spears. But she got kicked off a plane because she lit up a cigarette recently.
I did see that. Yeah, I don't know.
Did you hear about that?
I did not. I did not hear about that.
And she said sorry.
Okay.
And she meant it.
Okay.
That's what she said. Yeah, but anyways, I got on people pretty cool shit because
they're like, really. Kevin Costner's not coming back for Yellowstone. You hear about that?
He got fired.
He got fired from Yellowstone?
I thought he left.
We're not sure.
Whoa, something didn't happen because he did that freaking Horizon movie that was not worth it.
It was not worth it. And didn't he put his son in it?
I don't
see. We
I
have
don't
all
know.
The information here at Smosh.
There was like so many parts too. I saw the first part.
You did?
Yeah, I watched the first movie.
What was that, 2 hours?
It was so
three
long.
Hours?
It was so. I mean, a couple fast forwarding moments because we were just like, "What's going on?"
You were
on?
Like, the "You ending, want a horse?"
The ending was kind of like a montage of I think what's supposed to happen in the other movies, but they're not happening. So they just threw it in the ending.
Oh, okay,
I don't know.
Rough.
It was rough.
Yeah. I don't know if he got fired. I don't think he did, but they had creative differences, him and Taylor Sheridan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like...
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes. And I'm not going to spoil it, what happened.
That'd be a really funny, like a T YouTube channel, but you only talk about celebrities that are 70 plus.
Wait. Whoa.
Oh my gosh.
Don't give away that idea. That's
okay.
Pretty brilliant.
Pretty
what
gold.
Would it be called?
Golden T.
No, it's
17.
Come on. 17. 70. Okay, so this is why you're
brilliant.
You're
golden
the professional.
Tea? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm the idiot.
It's a golden bachelor.
Yeah, golden bachelor, golden tea.
Sorry.
Old milk.
Sorry.
Spilled old milk. Spilling
milk
currently.
Oh my God.
Whoops.
Okay, there is a celebrity I want to talk about that I've been thinking about lately. That,
okay.
I think he's so funny. I want to do an impression of him really bad. And I was going through some of your videos and I saw you talked about him because I think it's really funny that the internet kind of hates him. Doesn't hate him, but they're just like ragging on him a lot because he hasn't done anything too problematic. Can you guess who it is?
Is it Benson?
It's Benson Boone. This guy is so funny.
Flips?
Yes.
Let's see it.
Of course.
So I realized something.
Benson is booning.
I've come up with a theory here.
That he likes
all right?
to flip?
This is related to another celebrity who I think was... The previous version of Benson Boone.
Oh, who?
Okay, let me get into this.
Okay, all right.
So I've come up with a little dilemma, a PR dilemma, and I call it the backflip dilemma, right?
No.
So you can do a backflip, cool thing, right? So cool.
Uh-huh.
It takes a lot of work to be able to do a flip, right? And people will respect you and like you if you can do a flip. Here's the problem. If you can do a backflip or a front flip, you can't do it, though. Because if you do it, too often, you start to lose coolness, right? Because it comes across desperate. This is what's happening to Benson Boone, and this is what happened to Taylor Lautner. Did too many flips. You can't do too many flips.
Oh my
you
gosh,
gotta
I
save
forgot about
the flips.
This.
We forgot
you
about Taylor Lautner.
You gotta save the flips. It happened to him. And it's like, hey, you
my gosh.
Do it, be able to do a flip, doing it by surprise. You're a jock, you're cool. Whoa, awesome. Do it too much, you're a dork.
Well, we blacked that out of
we
our
did.
Memory because after Twilight, it got so awkward because she never chose him, obviously. And so after Twilight, we went, where'd you go, buddy? And I think he did like one, like, was it Eagle Eye? No, he did like one
I know
weird...
what you're talking about. He did the action Abducted, right?
Wasn't
it? Like random stuff.
It was random.
Yeah.
And then he did flips. And then they cut him from...
He did too many flips.
So they edited him out. He's not even in any of the Twilights. They released him and I don't know. He's not even there. They edited him out.
they had George Lucas re-edit him without
I can't.
Him.
I can't.
It's just a weird wolf guy.
But Benson Boone is so funny because I saw a TikTok of him like a year or so ago, and he does the thing where he did a front flip off like a piano onto like the lower stage.
Yeah.
And I remember in that moment, like, look, I have my insecurities. I remember just being like, wow, that guy is so cool, and I'll never be that cool because I can't do that. But then I saw a couple more flips, and I was like, hey man, you gotta,
we gotta
your manager out. Your manager or someone needs to be like, hey, cool it on the flips, or you're gonna be known as flip guy.
Yeah, and the jumpsuits.
And the jumpsuits.
They're getting really high up. They high are. Up. Like his like, are his balls okay?
When he does the flips.
Yeah, he said they weren't. One time, I think it was the Grammys, maybe, he was wearing one that was really tight, and he was like, you guys, it hurt.
Yeah, I saw. It sliced through them. I was like, bro. I saw. I was like, Benson.
It's like when you're on a roller coaster, you're doing the flip, you're like, oh.
I was like, Benson, something's slicing. And it doesn't look good.
Oh, no.
And he's like, oh, what? No. What do you think about Benson Boone?
You know,
and you're suddenly like, he's actually my favorite person. I really hate this.
He has a great voice.
There is just so much being said about him. I like his music is the thing. I like his mystical, magical moonbeam yeah. ice cream.
Yes.
All I hear is, if we get copyright struck, if we get copyright struck for that, no way.
Come on.
You hit it too hard.
Benson's going to be scrolling. He's going to be like, and he's going to do a flip, step on his tippy toes, and copyright
play
strike.
Play piano with his little feet.
I've been seeing the tippy toes stuff, too.
The tippy toes. That's the thing. There's so much being said about him that I'm like, no. I think you need a little, we need a little less of you or something, just for a little while.
It's a lot.
Some people were starting to compare him to JoJo Siwa. I know.
Ooh, that's gotta hurt. Construction hat and construction boots. Yikes!
Because they were saying the costumes and the onstage presence is different than when he's offstage, because there's pictures of him on his Instagram where he's like at home and he's just like in a t-shirt and cargos, and everyone's like, "That's not the same guy. That's super colorful on stage." And
no.
But is he supposed to wear them at home?
I think they were like he doesn't have like. Style.
He's just kind of.
He's like a character.
He's touching in like the Harry Styles vibes, right? And he's like maybe a little.
He also has the mullet mustache combo.
He does.
He's kind of firing at all cylinders,
guys.
Right now.
He was on American Idol.
He was on American Idol. Oh, mm-hmm. Is that where he got his start?
Yes.
And when he got his start, he just looked like a hometown boy.
Yeah,
well,
he did.
That's all he is.
But they were saying. He's just like not authentic, which is why people aren't connecting with him and like hating on him a bit. And then it's like religion's getting involved. People are like, I hear the Mormonism in the songs, which I'm like, okay, what does that even mean?
Is he a Mormon?
He's taking a break.
Oh, he's taking a break and zipping up his suit. He's taking a break and zipping it up.
He's putting it on pause.
You know, when you do that.
Yeah, you put Mormonism on pause and you zip up and get
like,
gear up.
The flips are so Mormon coded. I'm like, okay.
That's so funny.
They're kind of like
a
like
Mormon
church.
Flip.
They're like church vibes.
That's what everyone's saying.
And he's dating someone, right?
He is.
Who's he dating?
I think her name is Maggie.
Jesus.
He does mention Jesus in a song he wrote about her. He's like, only love you've ever known is Jesus, I think, is the line in the song.
Okay.
So he's comparing his girlfriend to Jesus. No, I'm just kidding.
You don't get to see it, but when he's doing the flip, he does this.
Super quick.
That's what it is.
Wait,
that's
has he done
is.
Backward? I think he only does forward.
I think I'm wrong. I think he only does front flips. Taylor Lautner did back flips.
And that's what got him done.
But I think the same physics PR stuff applies. It does damage your reputation.
I forgot about those flips.
The flips. Nobody's talking about the flips.
How could you forget?
Because I saw your video and you're like, people are trying to figure out why they don't like him. I was like, it's the flips, man.
It's because it's too much.
It's too many flips. Everybody knows this. Like, remember in elementary school, it was either the person who does flips and they just find a reason to do flips. Or there's the person who can sing really well, but they find every opportunity to sing. And you're like, we get it, you can sing really well, but when you do it all the time, it's not special.
You have to be someone different. You have to be like Lady Gaga, who would like, remember when she first kind of started and she played the piano all crazy? And that was like
Lady
her
Gaga
thing?
Did it so well. It's kind of weird to think about how much she did, and it never felt like...
Because she always switched it up, and she didn't care.
You think it was a different era?
I think it was also, like, that's who she is.
That's who she
truly is.
Because also, like, no one's really calling out Harry Styles. They're like, he's authentically just being himself.
Yeah.
And in his, like, off time, like, but there was that picture that went viral of him, like, recently where he's in these, like, really, really short shorts and, like, his legs are crossed, and everyone's like, what?
Yeah.
Harry?
Harry, is that you?
So I'm like, you know, that's how he is off stage now.
Yeah.
Benson just needs some short shorts.
Benson needs to commit fully. You either need to stop doing backflips or you need to do them all the time.
If he had short shorts, like, let his balls just breathe, man.
That could be a thing.
Stop
it's like
getting
it's
up
like
there.
Hey, look, gym coach aesthetic, right? Just go.
You know, with the stash, he just needs like the headband, and suddenly he's like
so
one
right.
of those like old gym teachers.
Yeah.
You're so
that's
right.
Like
go
honestly
for that.
Like a little creepy though, where they have like the suspenders.
Yeah. So you guys want him to be like Jim Cota where he sits and he
hey, look,
balls
I'm
pop
just
out?
I'm just pitching ideas. I'm not a PR rep, but
so who yeah. else? Okay, so like Benson Boone and JoJo are kind of on that. Is there anyone else currently that's like in that space that we're like, uh-oh, if you do that one more thing?
Well, JoJo's in that space cuz she cheated on
she's
her
She's been
partner.
In that space.
She cheated on her partner like on public TV,
I think
right?
she's been
Am I wrong?
That whole story is so crazy to me and it's unfolding like as we speak.
This is once again, I'm
this
hearing
is big,
about this,
is
this from
Big
like,
Brother? Was she?
She was on Celebrity Big Brother
okay,
UK.
Yeah, yeah. With the
Chris Hughes. Mm-hmm. He's from Love Island. And JoJo went on with a partner. And then throughout the show, she's getting really close with Chris. And everyone's like, you guys are cuddling, forehead kisses, back scratches. You're in the bed together. You're in the hot tub together. It's getting a little intimate. If I was your partner, I'd be pretty
yeah.
upset.
Yeah. Right.
And she gets off the show and she's like, oh, we're just friends. But her and her partner break up.
Ooh.
And the partner gets online and is like, I thought maybe, hopefully, everyone online was just like, getting it wrong and we were going to get back together and JoJo was going to be like, it was all for the show. It was all, you know, entertainment, but I got dumped at the rap party.
Whoa. Ooh,
at the rap party?
At the rap party? She Ooh. Was there?
That's a
she
rough
flew,
place
she
to get
flew
dumped.
24 hours because she lives in Australia. Oh. She flew 24 hours to go get dumped. I think JoJo had gotten the ticket like before. Yeah. JoJo bought Kath a plane ticket. I think prior to the show ending.
Oh, because they were like oh, we're together.
Yeah,
this is
you'll
great.
Be at the finale.
So that's pretty messed up not to break up with your partner at that distance and then let them fly across the
24
country.
Hours.
Yeah.
24-hour flight?
24-hour flight.
Yeah.
Apparently. I was
Were
like,
they on
Whoa.
The moon?
Oh, you wish. You imagine JoJo Siwa's dating someone on the moon? Let's. I mean,
believe
I can see
that.
It.
Perry. I believe that. Oh my God.
Don't even get me started.
Katy Perry,
with
that
Katy
was
Perry.
Also really funny. That's my favorite type of celebrity gossip is when a celebrity does something just cringe. Right? It's not like problematic on like an extreme
but she thought
level.
It was
it's like, oh,
the moment.
One for mankind.
Yes. It felt like we got the Imagine video again.
She was like, oh God, yeah. It gave Imagine video vibes.
It did.
And it was like Gayle King, which, listen, all these videos made me laugh.
When they kissed the ground, I was like, nobody made you go.
No.
Nobody made you go. And also,
thank God we're back.
Gayle King was like, I was having a really good time. Every clip of her is like, she rings the bell. She's like,
miserable.
And Oprah's like, my friend, no. And it's like, Oprah, she's choosing to do this. She's not saving the world. This isn't Armageddon.
Yeah.
Like, they all are deciding to do this. And it was 11 minutes, right?
Something of the sort. It was really short. I couldn't believe it. I honestly, when they first announced this, I thought, oh, okay. I think I just thought that they were part of something way bigger than
and they
what
thought
it
that
actually
too.
Was.
They yeah, thought that, too.
They did, too. When I found out they were only there for a few minutes, I was like, what the heck? Katy Perry's like, I was the first person to announce their tour set list in space. I was like, wow.
And her tour is going so well currently. I'm loving the clips of her being like, and she's got
the
these
dancing
like,
is,
she's got
wow.
these like space people who are like, oh, and she's like, oh. Uh-huh. It's the weirdest.
No, it was
clips.
Her like with the what was it? Did she have like a flower or something? What did she have? Like she was like doing
oh, yeah,
like
she,
selfies
oh, yeah.
and
she brought
stuff.
A daisy brought because a daisy. Her daughter's name is Daisy.
Daisy,
you're up in space. You get to go to space for 10 minutes, right?
Yeah,
which is incredible.
Yeah,
and you choose to film content like you're doing a selfie video. I'm like we're
well,
so cooked.
They asked her to sing one of her songs and she refused because that's not
yes.
what the mission was
Guys,
about.
Guys, we're here for space. What was their mission? Were they, was it like a legitimate mission?
To get blowouts, first of all. their mission was to get Brazilian blowouts.
Yes.
Let's be real. To get cinched suits.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cinched. Like Taylor's literally, like they were like, They corseted those spacesuits.
Our mission is to be snatched and to slay.
No, honestly, no. To slay space. That was the goal.
And they did.
That was their mission. And to take a bunch of selfies with the moon in the background.
Yeah, it was just space tourism. Like, you could pay to go tomorrow if you wanted.
Right.
Yeah.
I heard about this. And so that was this more for that space tourism. This was, like, advertising probably for them.
Yeah.
Because it was Amazon's, like, big thing, wasn't it?
I think so.
Jeff Bezos's space tourism company, Rocket, something of the sorts.
The future villain 500 years from now.
Yeah, exactly.
500 years from
he
now.
He sent his wife up
his
there.
His wife went on the trip.
Okay. Yeah.
But this was the first time that it was going to be all females going. But they had a bunch of people that have gone prior to this. But this was all female. So then it became like this really big spectacle because of that. Which Gail tried to defend. She was like, no one's saying this when the men have gone. But it's like, okay, but no one was making it this big of a deal where
but it wasn't
people actually
like
knew what it was.
Freaking Aerosmith or like famous rock stars going up there. It was like scientists, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think it was. There were like rich celebrities.
No, you're right.
I think Ashton Kutcher almost went, but Mila Kunis told him not to do it.
I think it wasn't a lot of the criticism.
Why.
It's like, we're trying to pitch this as being like this big benevolent thing, but it's still like at the heart of it, it's like, yeah, we don't love that like people with enough money can leave the planet is like the future emphasis of this.
I think if it wasn't Katy Perry, I think if it was like...
I just think it felt like Imagine, where it's like, guys, we're doing something really special. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're all still rich people just going to space. That's cool. It felt like The Boys, right? It was...
Yeah.
That was...
Allegedly, the long-term goal is to try and like get more research to potentially live in space. I think that is the goal.
For so billionaires like each, to live in space.
Yes, it's like each trip is for research purposes, but the people inside, it's not always because they're involved in that field.
I see.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I definitely saw them getting made fun of on the internet too, because at some point in an interview they're like, yeah, we're astronauts.
And people
were like, no, you're not.
I couldn't.
In the waiting room of a hospital, I'm a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
Because I'm here.
Those clips had me in tears. It was like, so Katie, you're an astronaut. She was like,
that was crazy.
What a journey. What a journey. 11 minutes. We went up and it was like, were we going to come back? And it was like, yeah, you actually, you were and you did. And you kissed the ground.
When I sang extraterrestrial, I never thought I was singing about myself. But I was.
Oh my gosh. Can't. She's like, I'm the dark horse.
I'm the dark horse.
It's crazy. And what's crazy, I like Katy Perry's music. She genuinely is that person. She's always been that person. She always goes above and beyond. Remember when she did the Super Bowl and she came out on like a lion or some shit?
Look, she's providing content for the masses. We can't deny that.
Yeah. She's great.
Is it what she thinks she's making? I don't know.
I just can't stand when people take it so over the top.
The whole thing was over the top. It was so over the top. That's why they got so much backlash. But
it did.
Yeah.
And also, don't you have to train? Did they train?
I don't know for the 11-minute ride, right? Because like, I know if you're going to space, well, because those other astronauts were stuck in space for 8 months. And it's like, so they get back and they're like, oh, was your mission hard?
Yeah.
Oh, you had a tough mission?
Yeah, they like left their family. They weren't even sure they were going to come back.
How long were you guys in space? Oh, 11 minutes?
Oh.
Whoa.
Whoa, 8 months.
Kissing the ground.
I missed my daughter's ballet performance 17 times. Like, hey, isn't in the movies, like the 90s movies, don't they have to train? Don't they have to go underwater?
I thought they did.
But they also have to keep that ship like operating. Right? Like the astronauts that were up there for 8 months.
But I thought it was just even to be able to move around, like the pressure,
you
the
have
breathing.
To train.
They're just
something.
Built like that.
I don't know.
They train for a couple days.
Oh, they train for a couple days?
Zero gravity.
Oh.
I want
me before a half marathon.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'm going to go for a run today.
Hey, babe,
I'll be
go
ready.
Down for a run. Be back in 20. Like, I guess I wanted the training. I wanted their hair to be like up.
Tossled.
I wanted them to be ready to go. But yet it was like,
it was a diva mission.
It was like a Medi Spa picture. It was like a billboard for its like hair. It was like Chaz Dean's hair. Do you guys know who Chaz Dean is?
That sounds familiar.
Maybe there's just one part in Hollywood where he has one billboard. He's that famous hairstylist.
I know who you're talking about. In LA, there's billboards everywhere.
Do you know who he is?
I don't think so.
He's this hairstylist who's been around forever. ever. And he looks like a lion. Like, he has long, gorgeous hair.
Like, maybe. Yeah.
But his billboards are so...
He has a billboard, like, in the middle of Hollywood.
Yeah. What?
And it's him just like...
I must have seen.
And the girls are always like... And it feels... It felt very much like The Mission.
There are so many billboards around L.A.
There are.
And they are... They're wild.
That's Chastine. Look at him.
Look at him.
Diva.
Majestic.
Wow. Oh, he is such a diva.
Send him to space.
He's such a diva.
That's how their hair should have been.
Yeah, exactly. Perfect. But yet it was a little like, you straightened that a lot. Those ends.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, we're done talking about the Katy Perry because I went on a tangent when it was happening.
Done talking about it.
Is there anyone that you like? Is there like a celebrity that you love that you're like, oh my God, I love reporting on this person. They're so funny. I love everything they do.
I mean, I feel like everyone that I talk about, I'm like paying attention to because I do like them. Like, I like Justin. I like Haley. I like them together. Mm-hmm. I like paying attention. I like keeping up with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. I love Taylor Swift. So her involvement in this, Justin and Blake, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then yesterday, I'm like reading about how there was like this whole thing a couple weeks ago where Taylor was getting subpoenaed in the Blake and Justin case.
Yep.
I heard about that.
Yep.
And like, if I'm hearing about it, it's crazy.
Blake called her dragons.
Yes. And apparently,
so then
Justin's lawyer was saying that Blake, he had gotten a phone call from someone close to Taylor that said Blake was threatening to release like their text messages if Taylor did not post that she supported Blake. And this was like apparently post Super Bowl. She didn't go to the Super Bowl with Taylor, but she wanted everybody, the public, to know Taylor supports me. So she's like, can you post? And so Brian Friedman, which is Justin's lawyer, was like, I got a call that this 100% happened. And like Blake also wanted her to delete text messages. So I was like, okay, what?
Ooh.
What does that even mean? She's going to release text messages, but then deleting text messages.
Yeah.
Like, and then he like doubled down. Like, he signed this. He was like, under penalty of perjury, like, this is 100% the truth that I got this call. And then I'm reading this week that it was her dad. Taylor Swift's dad, allegedly was the one that like phoned up Brian Friedman and was like, but it was, he said it was because then they would like take the subpoena away.
Doesn't she not have like the best relationship with her dad? It's like some weird.
I think she does, but then like there's like business stuff that's happened, but I think they're on good terms.
I feel like you name a celebrity and it's like, are they on good terms with their dad? Probably not.
Probably not.
You could bet most of them. Wow.
This is what drives me crazy is like, how can a lawyer reveal that before? I thought they had to keep everything that they were bringing to the court case like secret.
I think it's because the paperwork is public.
Got it.
He is also just very public. He's done like a lot of interviews, but these papers were like submitted and it's public.
So do we have any update on like what Taylor Swift's decision is?
I think she's out now.
She's
like, I'm not releasing anything and I'm not posting.
Yeah, I think because... I don't know, something about like this this information or whatever. I don't think she's gonna be involved. I don't know.
It
gets a little too legal there.
But I don't think that her and Blake Lively are friends anymore.
There's like no way. I saw they said that Travis Kelce unfollowed Ryan Reynolds, so I was like, oh, that's gotta be something.
Fucking believe it. Can you fucking believe it? He didn't win the Super Bowl and he unfollowed Ryan Reynolds. Who's going to watch Deadpool? Nobody.
Who's going to watch it? That's the only fan they have. It's so funny how, because I don't keep up with like the celebrity stuff as much, but I watch football. And like when the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce stuff started, like the football world got all into it. It was so interesting.
Of course. I love it.
They got
hooked. I'm watching Kansas City games.
I know, right? Go Kansas City. Hell yeah.
Yeah, guys.
Ice Spice is there.
Very
Taylor
cool.
Taylor Swift is there. We love Kansas City.
I love football. Oh,
when they didn't win the Super Bowl, we were like, what the fuck?
Devastated.
Shane didn't want Kansas City to win.
I hear like no one
Neither
in the football
mom.
World that is like, except if you're in Kansas City, was like, definitely not rooting for them.
They were like, we don't want. But I will say it made... The Kelce brothers, Kelce?
Yeah,
well done. The Kelce brothers podcast blow up.
Yeah.
They do a podcast together.
And then they're
partners.
He's very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's also great at what he does.
Yeah.
And his brother's awesome too.
I love Jason.
Wow.
Yeah, Jason Kelce's the man.
Oh my God.
And his wife.
She's a.
Kylie.
Yes.
Has a podcast now too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love
and she's
her.
A massive. Was she was a sports player too. Am mm-hmm. I wrong? Yeah. She
yeah.
was a huge sports player. Anyways.
So wild. As well.
There was something going back to you. Because we're talking about all this celebrity gossip, but something that was fascinating to me is you were a anonymous, faceless YouTuber for a long time.
Yep,
like that's where you got your start. I pulled up a I saw a Time magazine article where it was like around like 2023 when you were like,
yes.
oh, revealed who you are. What made you decide to like reveal your face?
It was honestly really impulsive because I never thought I was going to do it, but then I was like, well, to kind of. Just expand and do more things. It kind of felt like the only option.
Yeah.
Mm. I was like, everything's like going so well, but I'm only really like doing one thing. And I'm like, I kind of want to diversify
yeah.
the content that
sure.
I'm making, get more creative. So I was like, all right, let's do this thing.
Was it so scary?
Yes. I was like sitting there with the video for like a month. We had like filmed it and I wasn't going to post it for a month. And that day I was just like, okay, I guess I'm going to make it public. I was freaking out. I was like, all right,
yeah.
I don't know how the heck this is going to go.
It's scary.
And
I
also didn't tease it at all. I was just like, I'm just going to do it. Yeah.
Well, I kind of like that.
Are you ever scared? I mean, if you're a good person, you don't have to worry about it. But, like, are you ever scared about, like, what if I end up in, like, drama? What if I, like, or just
yeah.
people wanting to know more information about your personal life? Like, is that ever a scary thought for you? Because, like,
yeah.
deal with it sometimes,
yeah.
you know?
I think, like, before the face reveal, yes, I thought about it, like, all the time. And honestly, I was more paranoid about it before because I was just, had, like, my whole identity to hide.
Yeah.
So, like, if people found out about me, and I also feel like when you're anonymous, people are more curious. They're, like, digging.
They're like, it's a secret.
Yeah. Now, you would, like, think I'd be, like, more worried, but I'm just like, okay, well.
Interesting.
Here I am.
And do people see you out in public and they're like, oh.
It's happened, not often, but like I did go to the Trisha Paytas live show and people uh-huh. were like, oh my gosh.
Whoa.
And I was like, what the heck?
Was that so bizarre?
I was just like, what the heck is going on? I'm like, I can't even believe people watch my videos. So
your videos are so great though.
Cause you're also you are sometimes a co-host on that show. Am I right? On Just Trish? Right?
I did co-host once. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What was that like? Was it fun?
It was so fun. I was like, she like DM'd me that Oscar was going to be out of town and I was so excited. I was like, I love watching her podcast and just followed Trisha for so long and like covered her and the whole journey. So I'm like, all right, like I'm super game.
Yeah. And you couldn't have done that before your face reveal. Like
no.
you, because so, okay. When you didn't reveal who you were, your friends knew.
Yeah.
And family.
Yeah.
And they had to. Were you kind of on them all the time of like, don't?
Not really. I mean, I guess it was just hard. Like when we would go out and people would be like, so what do you do? I'm like, oh, right.
right. Accountant.
Just a freelance journalism. It's, yeah, we don't need to get into it.
Uh-huh. Right.
And my parents had no idea what to say about
of
what
course.
Their kid did.
Of course.
Yeah.
They don't. They still,
I mean, they don't know what to
they're
say.
They're still trying to figure it out.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, she does. You know, stuff on the internet. I'm like, Mom.
Then it starts to sound like
OnlyFans. No, literally, my uncle went, are you on OnlyFans?
No way.
Yes, last year. And my sister was like, God, no. Can we just? And he was like, are you on OnlyFans? And I'm like, yeah, we gotta stop saying internet stuff. It just doesn't sound good. Yeah.
Internet stuff. What's your uncle using the internet for? That's the good question.
I don't know.
If internet
and
stuff
the fact
immediately
that he, like,
becomes
knew about OnlyFans, I was like, I don't want to know,
I don't
want to go down that path.
That's, yeah,
no.
It's probably smart.
Feet stuff.
Probably
who knows?
Smart. Okay. Well, all right.
My brain goes there.
Yeah.
It's when you're like being secretive about internet stuff. That's when it starts to be like,
what do you do?
You must be on some other part.
Exactly. But it's like, but essentially, I would call you like a journalist, like
you're a
reporter.
Journalist, yeah.
I did work at TMZ before this.
Whoa!
That's
wild.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You were in that bullpen?
But like, I didn't write for the site. I just scrolled Instagram like all day long and like collected pictures. So that was like my job. I started as an intern and then I was in the photo galleries department.
Okay, but so you found all the photos and kind of like sent them to the editor to kind of like...
So we had like a mini department. It was just like three people. It was like me, this other girl, and our boss. And then we would just like scroll Instagram and be like, okay, this person's on vacation and this person posted this picture. And then we'd be like, okay, which one do you want on the site tomorrow?
That's fascinating.
So you were kind of like seeing where they were at, like the updates on them.
Yeah, like just like what was like current photo wise.
And like when did socials. You, like when were you like, oh, I want to actually write about this or I have a lot of things to say about this. Like when was that?
I mean, it was mostly just, I think like, well, I started my channel in 2018 and it was mostly because I saw faceless videos on YouTube of people talking about influencer news. Yep. And it was just like text on the screen at the time. And I was like, oh, I could totally do that. And I loved YouTube. So I was always watching YouTubers. I'm like, if people care about their lives like I do, this will be great.
Yeah.
And then I just kept it up. Now I talk about celebrities and influencers, but at the time it was like mostly just YouTube drama. So that's kind of where it began. It had like nothing to do with like what I was doing at work. I was just like, okay, like maybe I could talk about YouTubers.
And that was just a side thing.
Yeah, it was just my side thing.
Wow.
Holy crap.
And at that time, TMZ was not covering YouTubers at all, man.
No.
They missed Dear Sister entirely.
It was like, I remember a little, maybe they covered the Tati, James, Coachella gummy situation, but it wasn't like how they would like today.
Right.
Interesting.
Does TMZ still do just celebrities too? Don't they also do influencers?
Yeah, they talk about influencers now. Like I thought they did like Remy Ashton's Vegas bachelorette party. I was like, who? Because that was like my job, like to make the photo galleries.
Uh-huh.
I was like, who is doing that right now that like likes Remy? Because I know that's why that was pitched. And I know some people were like, she paid them. I was like, she didn't pay them. Someone that works there just like must like her and be like, someone else is going to like her too.
Right. Because people definitely probably pay TMZ.
I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Huh. Something I learned, it was like after a few years was like, oh, people do pay paparazzi to show up places to get photos, right? Like that is
that's the thing. I don't know.
But I also think paparazzi does show up unannounced a lot too.
I think that they can call, but okay, so like there's different paparazzi websites that like individual paparazzi guys, they're usually freelancers, and they will just go to all of these locations and sell whatever content they get to these sites, and like sites like E or People or TMZ will buy these videos from these websites.
Interesting.
And you would never be interested in going to specific places and like actually interviewing reporting style. Would you be interested in that? Or is it more enjoyable to gather and then make your video?
It is sometimes more fun or like less stressful to just like sit at home and gather. But I've definitely been there where I'm like on the carpet and like interviewing stuff. That was like in my like TMZ days, I did that at like freelance on the side.
Do you like that?
I did. It was fun. It was exciting, but definitely like stressful.
Yeah.
I could never.
I would find it very stressful. I feel like I like kind of interviewing people, but like I would find that very stressful because I always feel like I'm like taking away from people's like enjoyment. I'm like, hey,
get over here, buddy.
I had this experience the other night. I went to an Apple TV FYC event for like their Emmy consideration.
Nice.
And it was for the studio. I don't know if you guys are watching.
Yes.
So
stressful show.
It's so stressful, but it's so good and like so true to the industry. But because all the Emmy voters are there, they're like, the cast is like prepped that they're going to be talking to all the people that are in attendance.
Right.
And I had gone to a previous event that Monday for Netflix's The Four Seasons.
Oh,
it's like
nice.
Tina Fey's show.
I actually watched all of it.
It's Alan, so good.
Alan Alda wrote
first
the movie.
Three.
And then, yeah.
Yes, they did after the movie. And I love the cast. So,
such a good
so
cast.
Good. And at that event, there's like a meet and greet after. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, what? There's like a line for each actor in the show. And they're all taking like selfies and stuff. I'm like, what? And so then I'm at the Apple event and they're prepping for it to be like the same way. I'm like, this just must be how the FYC events go.
What?
And so I get there. They wanted like me and like a couple other creators to get there early so we could like film the space because they had Severance stuff. I was so stoked.
Cool.
And stuff from like the other shows. And then they're like, all right. you guys just stand right here. The cast is going to come in and like, we're gonna grab them for you guys. I'm like, what?
Whoa. Okay.
I'm like, okay, sure. And then they start to come in and I'm like, she's like, oh, Ike, like here we have some creators. I'm like, Sal Saperstein. If you guys watch the show, you'll know. I was freaking out, but like, we're taking pictures with them. They're like, the woman that's working at Apple, so nice. She's like, do you want me to intro to you to this person? Catherine O'Hara's right here.
What?
Seth Rogen, did you get the video? Did you get the picture? And as we're like, I'm standing like this close to Seth Rogen. And everyone is like, Seth, this is my wife. She's a writer. I'm an executive. So great. We love the show. And can we get a picture? Like, oh, my wife's right there. Can we take it? I was like, I feel like I'm at the zoo. And it's one of those things where I'm like, I feel so bad because he's just like,
oh, but.
And I'm like, but he knows. She's like, she's telling me they know they need to be nice because these are the Emmy voters. But then like part of me, I'm like, I feel so bad being like, hey, you're an animal at the zoo. Can I get a picture too? But it's like,
I feel too guilty asking anyone for anything.
It was so scary. But then I'm like, I have like, you know, the people from Apple that invited me. I'm like, I need to post content about this tomorrow. So I'm like, I need it. But like, I feel so bad.
I feel like that's they must have told them like, you guys need to do this. Like,
I mean, we asked them after so like they know. They're like, yeah, like they know this is a situation.
They're doing their job there.
It's totally different. That. It's not the same red carpet shit.
I still feel too bad. I can't.
It was wild.
They're like, hey, you want to get a photo with him? I'm like, good. Like, I don't want to bother him. Chill.
It was just so crazy. Like, the room was filled with people, and everyone was just like, hey. It was crazy.
And they're probably not used to that, because I feel like, you know, back in the day, they would just go to the red carpets. There was, like, specific rules, and now it's totally different. Like, TikTok,
it's
Instagram,
so
it's, like, free game. Like,
it's different.
And it's actually very smart that they're told to, like, be more open to like getting photos and talking to different people.
Well, that's how you promote stuff nowadays.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're trying to get the Emmy votes. So it makes sense that they're like, they have to be nice to all these people and say yes to all these pictures.
Oh my God.
It was just so wild to watch. And I was like, so honored to just be in the room and like observe all the industry people and see how the process goes. But
wow.
Yeah.
And was everyone like pretty sweet, or were they like,
everyone
did they seem
so
kind of stressed?
Nice. And Ike, who plays Sal Saperstein, was the best. He was so excited to be there. And I love that.
Wow.
I love that energy.
So amazing. Oh my God.
So you knew early on like that this was what you wanted to do.
Somewhere in the journalism field, like ever since high school, because I was super into it in high school.
Yeah.
Did you work for the, what's it called, the school newspaper and stuff? Did you do
that? We had a broadcast program, and it was a little too intense that honestly, I think we like all have like a little trauma from it.
It was like the newsroom.
Yes. And it was intense. Like we did competitions.
Like, you did news competitions?
Yeah.
We have the news today. It's like, no, we have the news today. The like the TV screens.
Yeah, my God.
Back and forth.
Yeah. We traveled to like different states and did like competitions. And
what?
It was crazy. Either we'd do like a news show, an entire news show in like 16 hours. It was called like Sweet 16. Or they would give you like a prompt and you'd have to do like a whole news story on it. And for a while, I thought 60 minutes type of content, like that's what I wanted to make. Like, that was like my dream job.
Wow.
So somewhere in the realm, that's where I wanted to land.
Which I get that. That makes sense. Cause it's like, that is to me, 60 minutes is like, oh my God, journalism. But journalism has changed.
Yeah.
It's totally morphed and you're kind of going
and
with
on
it.
Weekends, you release a video that's about 60 minutes. So, hey.
Jesus Christ.
Go now.
Just
that
go.
That was cool.
Just go.
Built up for that joke.
Help us all.
Sick.
But you do release a video every weekend. TCAP.
That's an interesting, is that like the journalism dream job? Is that like SNL for journalists? 60 minutes?
I saw like the Diane Sawyer of it all. Like that's kind of
Dateline.
I guess it depends like
what
you
realm
like, because at the time it was like Juliana Rancic if you like wanted to be an entertainment news, or like Ryan Seacrest was like the dream job.
Yeah. Yep.
And now it's like those jobs kind of don't exist anymore. Like a lot of influencers are doing like the red carpet coverage.
Yep.
That's kind of like the same
Mario Lopez.
We talked about with like sketch comedy, how it's changed. Like when I started acting. Yeah. It was like SNL. That's it for
that's
comedy.
It.
And now it's like, is it like there's so much more in like the internet sphere?
Yeah.
So
well, that's what happens when you like when you can record yourself. You can like make so many things. That's why it's like when I go down those deep dives of those TikTokers and I love it, I'm like, oh, like journalism is totally different now. Like there's people who like work in these, you know, big studio places and they're gathering and they're editing. And it's like, well, she just did all that on her own on her TikTok. Yeah, and I'm watching it and I'm loving it.
It's crazy how like quick it can be like on your phone, mm-hmm. and people don't always want like the whole big, like it took them a couple days type of deal.
Do you have, do you work with a team that helps you like find out what the next thing is? Like you said, you were
researchers.
Like, did Call Her Daddy, like you were waiting for some information.
You're doing your own thing.
You're sitting there like, I need that.
It's like me and like my friends will text me and be like, oh my gosh, did you see this? And I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
you've got sources.
Someone sent me yesterday a DM and they were like, you need to see this. And I was like, I just posted a TikTok. Like I was, they were like, oh my gosh, I like just had a vision. Like you needed to see this. So
that's so funny. Your friends all know, like,
yeah. Or they're into it too.
Yeah.
And so they'll like tell you.
Yeah.
But if you had someone helping you,
it would be great. I'd love it.
I mean, it's just amazing how much content you do and how much you have to gather.
You upload every day, pretty much. Like, you upload something every day.
Yeah. That's wild.
That's insane. Yeah.
And then so then your TCAP is like, how would you describe that? It's like, because I watched it, is it like the week, the whole weekly thing that's been going on with any updates?
It's usually like, on Sundays, I'll post like a TCAP of like small stories that I like didn't make a full video on. Uh-huh. So it'll be like, Alex Earle on Dancing with the Stars. Doesn't need a full deep dive.
Yeah.
But like I'll throw it in there, and then sometimes like just more like silly stories or updates, small updates, like things that don't need like 10 minutes plus.
Interesting.
Right. Okay. So like little.
Yeah. Like throw like snippets. Five or so stories together for like Sunday.
We're just talking about Dancing with Stars.
Can you ever take a break?
I definitely take breaks. Like this past weekend, I like didn't really work, but it's because like.
And look at all that happened.
It's like.
And we didn't know.
And we missed it.
And Justin Bieber got away.
My birthday.
But nobody would have known because it's like Monday through like Thursday.
And nothing
happens. Just like making a ton of content so that like.
I think it's
the rest
fine.
Of the weekend, I like had stuff that I posted.
Did but if you predicted what was going to happen? You were like, okay.
Sometimes I feel like I can a little bit.
I'm sure you
here's
can.
Here's what JoJo C was going to do this weekend.
God.
You nail it.
I want to know.
What?
I want to know what JoJo.
I want to know if they're dating or not.
I'm kind of like, what's going on with JoJo? Like, I'm just like, is it all an act? Like,
I need to know.
I feel like they are very. Someone to me, they're very aware.
How often do
someone saw them kiss? There was like a picture of the two of them in a pool somewhere in Mexico and they kissed.
How did they get that picture?
Right. Like her mom probably leaked it online.
She's like, sending it.
But then I'm like, are they just doing it because she's like new music coming out?
Yeah,
or
how
does
often
she
do you
actually
think,
like him? Like, what's going on?
I think that's what I can't help but think is like, how often is stuff kind of like planned to get attention, right? Because there's the idea of like, no attention is bad attention.
Yeah.
It's a horrible thing. But it's like true for some celebrities. How much of these things, it's like, oh, it's drama, it's beef, but it's like, is it even real?
Yeah.
I mean, the Blake Lively stuff is definitely real.
But
I can't even believe that that's even happening. And that we're not even close to it being over.
No, we're not even close. It's next year. And then after that, it's going to be the aftermath. Yeah. But I feel like, I do think do you think like people's managers, and you probably don't, I don't know if you know this answer, but do you think some people's managers are like, let's kind of push this drama? Do you think that they have any ploy, like selling pictures or like selling information? Yeah. Definitely.
I think, some people it's like a game and sometimes it's not. But
right, like Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber is not a game.
She's like, no.
She's done.
She's like, please, no.
She's like, please stop. And they want him to move. They're like, just leave.
I know, people want them out of L.A.
They want him to leave L.A.
Here.
Because they're like, if you don't like all the attention, leave. And it's like, but they don't want to, what?
I know. I think sometimes, though, he does stuff and he posts stuff that keeps the conversation going around them. Like, he's kissing SZA's hand at the concert, which I'm sure backstage SZA's like, Hailey, I love you. Like, love the Vogue cover. And they're like gassing each other up behind the stage. And then, but like, other people on the internet are like, Justin hates Hailey. It just, sometimes it's not in her favor.
It's like never in her favor.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
I don't want that kind of attention.
No.
No.
at all.
Oh my God, I'm so glad. I hope we never come across your desk. Like, I you know, because if we're there, something bad's happening.
Unless it's like a fun Dancing with the Stars announcement.
Oh.
Yeah, those are good ones.
Would you on Dancing with the Stars?
We should not send me. We should not send me.
I would die. I would get like so many
snacks. That'd be one of those unfortunate. That'd be one of those unfortunate things where if they reached out, this is ridiculous to throw this out. This would never happen. But if Dancing with the Stars reached out and they're like, Shane, we need you. I can't say no.
And they got
it's
you
too
gotta.
Funny.
And they put you in a zip up full suit,
Benson style.
I become Benson Boone.
And it's
you're
going
to do the flip
right here.
Yeah, I'm going to do a flip and I'm going to fail. I'm going to land on my head, die mid-stage. I can be the first Dancing with the Stars contestant who dies on stage. I'd be remembered forever.
And who would they set you up with? I hope someone's super feisty.
No, here's what I actually, you want to hear what I do? Here's what I do. I get on Dancing with the Stars. I come out wearing a mask the whole time. And they're like, wrong show.
Wrong. This is not
you think it's
singer.
The Masked Singer, but I just do that for every episode.
That show, who wrote that show? I feel like they were all on acid.
They're
it
all
is the
on
craziest
acid
show
there.
I've ever
and
heard of.
And they sing like pitched. I'm like, you know what? I could do that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, not their real voice, which I'm like, great.
The worst thing is ever is when they take off their mask and they're like, oh.
Oh my God. It's the guy rude from those commercials.
It's you, the Geico guy.
Oh, I love you. What's
they're
your name?
They're always guessing like crazy stuff. They're like, is it Taylor Swift?
They're like it's Madonna. Okay.
It's Barack
real
Obama.
And then they take it out. They're like, oh my God, Vanderpump? Right?
Vanderpump?
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Okay, so do you like then, do you watch a lot of TV to like also get information? Like, do you watch like reality shows at all? Like, or
sometimes
you just.
Sometimes. It depends. Usually more recently it's been like a lot of like docuseries that I will talk about, but sometimes reality TV for like TikToks and like short form stuff, I should watch it more because everyone's like super into like Summer House, Vanderpump,
yeah,
Real Housewives, yeah, right, the Mormon Wives. I'm like, I'm
yeah
so behind. But
Ian is big.
Ian
on
and Angela love
Mormon
Wives.
I watched the first season.
You seem like
and
you
once
have
Benson Boone stops his break, he'll be back on there.
Wait, he was never on there.
Could you imagine? They get him on.
Kidding.
He just flips the whole time.
You know what? They're going to go to a Benson concert next week.
Yes.
Watch that. That's what's going to happen.
And they're going
to
zoom in on his crotch. And they're like, ah! Wow!
There they are, divided.
Divided but together.
Just
divided
like
divided we backflip.
Wow.
Wow. There's just like so much that I want to pick your brain about. But like.
Before you came here today, you'd never heard of us, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I have.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I was like, we never ended up in the drama, so maybe you didn't.
My friend actually texted me, and she was like, "Oh, you should say this," but I don't remember what she said. But I guess like she said you did theater or something. There's a mutual involved, but yeah,
I did. Who did theater?
One of my friends
said.
I don't know. Said someone that you know did theater with her.
Angela?
I don't know.
Me?
I gotta look.
Maybe not.
Maybe Angela.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well,
so maybe I did know enough to tell my friends, hey guys, this is what I'm doing. For her to be like, wait, you're doing that today.
Biggest celebrity podcast right here. I'm just kidding.
Better than Call Her Daddy. Better than my 4 a.m. wake up.
Yeah. Oh yeah. This is a better call.
We're
time
having Jane Goodall on.
No, that was so random. What was that about?
I don't know.
And I love her because I had to do like a fourth grade thing on her where I like was having like a gorilla or like the chimpanzee with me. And I did a whole thing on her. I had to dress up as her. But then seeing her on Call Her Daddy, I was like, what's
wait,
she about
you're at the,
to ask
you're at the,
her?
You're at the front of the class being like, Jane Goodall's in the news. She said the chimpanzees are having a ton of drama right now. And oh my God, you guys.
Wait, why? Yeah, I don't know why she was on Call Her Daddy.
I didn't watch that one.
So funny.
But
I'd love to have her on and just talk the whole time about Call Her Daddy.
What's up, you fucking crazy bitches? We're here with
Jane Goodall, the craziest bitch alive.
She's real
bitch
wild.
She loves wildlife. This bitch saved some chimps. And she's still doing it. How's that long white hair?
She's like, thank you for having me today.
No, seriously. I'm like, I feel like I didn't even see her in the teaser. It was just like a stuffed animal on the chair. And I was like, who the fuck is coming on?
She's like, this is my last day on Earth. Let's discuss.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Where was Jane?
Oh my God, where was Jane? She clearly wasn't there because
been an important question.
Could have saved. Wow. I wonder if Caller Daddy asked Jane about Harambe.
Well, Jane cares about chimpanzees, gorillas.
And you love chimpanzees.
Actually, I don't know. I don't know if that's true. I think Jane Goodall cares about all the primates.
Nope.
Nope, just chimpanzees.
Could you imagine? She's like, all right, what fucking other animals do you hate? What animals are pieces of shit? And Jane's like, well,
my gosh.
I actually don't know Jane's voice at all.
I don't know either.
I don't think I ever heard it.
I didn't see a clip from this, so.
Yeah.
You're not caught up on the Jane Goodall.
She has too much content to watch.
Yeah, she can't keep up with
it. Jane wasn't going to be giving me the tea.
Yeah, I do have one question, though. Do you watch content for just your enjoyment?
Yeah, who do you watch just purely for fun?
Yes. I mean, I'm just like always scrolling. So it's like whatever lands on my page, it's like sometimes it's for work and sometimes it's just like for fun. Yeah.
Do you watch movies? You go to the movies?
Oh, yeah. Nice. I love going to the movies. I haven't seen Lilo and Stitch. I want to see so bad. I've been hearing all of the criticism of how they changed the movie.
Oh.
Yeah, I've been hearing tidbits of this too.
Uh-oh.
But I like going to the movies.
Good.
End of the year, catching all the Oscar noms.
Same.
I got to see it so I could judge it, you know?
Yeah, of course. Would you ever do, you don't do videos based off of like, you don't do videos based off of like those type of celebrities, right? Not really.
Not really, unless it's big, like the Don't Worry Darling drama was so crazy.
That
and then
was
obviously that
hilarious.
It Ends With Us, that did get me to the theater.
Right. Oh, of course.
I needed to see it right when it came out because I was like, all right, let me go see it.
And I needed to see it.
So it's like sometimes there is drama.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, let's go see this for work, I guess.
Yeah.
For work.
And bring my pen and paper.
So you watch movies, but do you go on vacation? Can you go on vacation?
Yeah.
Okay,
I feel
good.
Like I just bring my laptop like anywhere and my mic and see what happens.
I love it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love it. You're
also,
a one-man
like, festivals
band.
Too. Like all of like Coachella, Stagecoach. I felt like I was like on the scene, like reporting live.
Yeah.
That's what it was giving.
That's cool.
You're doing cooler things in 60 minutes. Let's be real.
Yeah. 60 minutes.
Well, 60 minutes. Nobody watches 60 minutes anymore. Even though I did back in the day.
I'm gonna take a nap for 60 minutes.
Oh God. That's your second 60-minute joke.
Hell yeah.
And it didn't quite hit.
I can't wait to... that's me dunking on 60 Minutes
every
single episode.
You needed a Benson Boone.
They're my
flip
biggest
hit.
Opponent. Hate them. I'm causing beef with 60 Minutes. That's who I'm choosing.
They're done.
It was
they're
always
done.
On.
Are they
before...
done? Good. Fuck them.
How many fucking 60 Minutes can you fuck up right
now? I can't.
Okay.
It was always on right before Survivor, so my parents and I watched it.
No, I always remember.
I love Survivor. Yeah. I'm probably me and like three other people in this office watch Survivor.
I haven't seen it in a
like,
minute.
What?
But
why?
It was so good.
They're like, why are you still watching this show? Isn't it done? I'm like, no, it's not done.
And they just announced, I think, season 50's cast.
Okay.
Yeah, it has Mike White, right?
And it has Mike White for the second
Is it?
Time.
I didn't really dive into it today.
I only know about
He's
going to
be on. That's
he's,
kind of crazy.
For the second time. He's already been on.
Yeah, he's already been on.
He
That's
loves
how
Survivor.
He, like, he some loves of the Survivor. People that were on his season have been in White Lotus.
Oh, my God. Wait, you're
just
so
like
right.
Just like in the backgrounds.
You're so right. I knew that. His season was so good because he was like a reporter on that season because his comments about people.
His commentary was
He was there
so
doing
good.
Research for his show.
He was. But I will say, he really connected with people and like made like solid friends. But there's this viral clip of him drinking a big glass of wine because he won one of the challenges. And he's searching for an idol. And he's like, where is it? The fuck is the idol?
So Tanya coded.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Exactly.
Wow.
But yeah, that's the new cast of...
So sick.
Wow, I need to look at who else is going to be on. I just saw like the big announcement where they're like all collaged in and I didn't look at the names yet.
I mean, I didn't either. I got a text this morning from Angela saying like, oh my God, the Survivor cast. And I was like, you watch?
Mike White.
Yeah.
We love him.
Excited.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, this was... Incredible.
This was so amazing. I feel like I've known you my whole life.
You walked in and before we started recording, we already started talking and I was like, okay, let's start recording because this is just real.
Yeah. Yeah.
pop culture educated.
It's wild how much
up
information
to date. Now
you
it's
have.
Like not third party.
Yes.
You're up to date.
I know everything now.
Yeah.
But by the time this episode airs, I've forgotten all.
You're just going to do a backflip back, and break
I'm
your neck.
I'm going to do a backflip, all right?
Backflip.
But hopefully by the time this airs, my Benson Boone impression through the roof.
I can't wait to hear it.
I think it could be really fun. I've got the mustache.
You do.
It's kind of like a little longer in the back,
I'll have to wear a wig.
Yeah.
And I'll have to, we'll have to tie me up to the ceiling so I can do
You ready
flips.
For that suit?
No.
Whoa.
But Benson isn't either.
Apologize to your balls first.
He's not either. Oh my God.
Spill Sesh, if you haven't watched it, heard it, go to Spill Sesh. It's amazing if you want all of your news. I do. I'm going to be listening to it every day now. And now you get all the information.
Yeah. Now
Thank
I know.
Thank you so much.
Thanks
for
having
here.
Me, guys.
This was so great.
Yeah, it was so fun.
How can people find you? I mean, we'll put it in the description.
Just Spill Sesh everywhere. The long form on YouTube, short form on TikTok, Instagram. I'm everywhere you want to see pop culture.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.